And then I realized, like I was shot with a diamond.
Kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance with the sound of the Redskins, Take No Heroes. And next up we've got Steve White and the Protest Family, a track going out to all the UK workers up in Doncaster. Right to strike.
From the tall paddle Mars to Brian and May, from the Liverpool docks to the workers at BA, since the general strike, the workers say, not a penny off the pay, not a second on the day. History tells us to fight. Sometimes you need to stand up for your rights. It's time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. They had to break the law. George Lovelace and his mates. Lansbury knew the rules when he refused to pay the rates. It was principle and justice, not the laws of our time, that caused the dockers not to cross the picket line. History tells us we must stand up and be counted when we know that it's just. Time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Margaret Thatcher took our rights away, but in 1997, nothing really changed. We didn't know you, Labour, would choose to ignore the history of the movement, George Bernard Shaw. History will call us fools if we elect to play by the rules. Time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Worth fighting for.
Yes, how dare Steve Wright and the protest family. Right to strike. Now, Doncaster care workers themselves began a 7-day strike on Thursday of last week against cuts to their evening and weekend wages by Care UK bosses. There have been more than 100 workers on the Unison Union members picket line at the company's offices. And on Friday, they marched to the care commissioning offices in protest at the cuts to care services. Now, some strikers reported not having had a pay rise for 5 years, and some, those previously employed by the NHS, are losing half of their wages since Care UK took over the contract to provide care to more than 130 people with learning disabilities last September. Unison shop steward Kirsten Carbutt said, "I fundamentally believe that private companies should not run these services. They're only interested in shareholders' profits. The quality of care has gone down." Well, who knew? That's what happens when you get privatisation and contracting out of public services to private companies. So it's small wonder then that the strike has had widespread support from local people, as well as people including comrades from here in Chesterfield who've gone over to Doncaster to support the picket line there. And as part of the action, over 100 strikers and supporters marched to the Care Commissioning Office on Friday last week to protest against the cuts to the care services. And although the strike itself ended on Wednesday the 5th of March, The unit and the union will be balloting for further strike action. We say go for it, there's a battle here to win. And for maximum effect, as well as supporting local campaigns such as this, we also need to tie in the local strikes and struggles with those across the country into a national movement, which can cause some serious damage, not just to this rotten government and its privatisation agenda, but to the vicious capitalist system itself. And on these lines, back to the music, here's the sound of the Blow Monkeys.
Choice.
About the Thatcherite privatisation agenda still being followed by the Con Dems.
The way you talk about choice, as if it's something we were born with. This choice is for some, but not for everyone. The way you talk about money, like it's the currency of faith. Then cast aside those who never make the grave.
In the back of my mind, there's a home for everyone, but in the cold light of day,
it's a grim reality. I talk about freedom, but I just don't understand. The castle that you built is made out of sand.
And the goods you sell are the ones we already own. And the lies you tell to build your sacred home, it's a common misconception. They call it single-minded strength. Say it's too easy to divide the us from them. Let's talk about
it's
it.
Your choice.
Well, there's no choice at all, people.
It's your choice.
No, 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 no.
It's your choice.
Well, there's no choice at all.
It's your choice.
Let's talk about hate,
'cause it's something that you thrive on. Conquer and divide.
Get on your bike and ride.
It's a social disease. It's something we all suffer from.
You think it's heaven sent, but it don't pay the rent. The way you talk about love, like it's something you invented. But the only love you know is the one that makes the dough.
With the 28 clauses
and your market forces, you only benefit if you're showing up a bad lady.
It's your choice.
It's no choice.
Well, that's no choice at all.
It's your choice.
No, 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 no choice.
It's your choice.
Ooh.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. Will you talk about it to me?
Choice.
Ooh.
No choice. No choice. No choice. No choice.
Will you say to me, not either?
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The arrival of Russian troops on the streets of Crimea is producing an ever-escalating war of words from global political leaders. What began as a battle of competing oligarchs in Ukraine saw thousands take to the streets and the president fall. The protest left a slightly different group of criminal bosses in charge, but the weakness of the left also meant the fascists increased their influence. Instead of ordinary people gaining from the revolt, local politicians are stoking up regional and ethnic divisions. ordinary Ukrainian people gain nothing from either Russian intervention or from further expansion of US and European Union influence. In such a cruel and crude power struggle, the guaranteed losers are the people of the region. Unison Union members at London School of Oriental and African Studies went on strike for sick pay, holidays and pensions this week. The migrant workers are demanding that their employers, outsourcing giant ISS, provide them with the same terms and conditions as other workers directly employed by SOAS. Workers' strikes continued after the shock resignation of Egypt's government on Tuesday of last week. The Egyptian Centre for Human Rights has recorded 54 strikes and sit-ins since the start of 2014. Up to 100,000 workers have been involved. Protester Syed Zaran said, "Workers' action is a clear warning to the Egyptian government that it must work towards meeting the revolutionary demands of bread, freedom and social justice." Doncaster care workers began a 7-day strike on Thursday of last week against cuts to evening and weekend wages by Care UK bosses. There have been more than 100 workers on the Unison Union members' picket line at the company's offices. Striker Irene Butterworth said, "If we don't get an agreement, we'll carry on striking. We have to stand our ground or they will walk all over us." Also in this week's Socialist Worker, to mark International Women's Day, Socialist Worker looks at how the experience of the First World War transformed millions of women's lives. A debate between two leading Labour Party members in Scotland about what the left's attitude to the independence referendum should be. Anger at news of the detention of Mohsen Begg on terrorism-related charges. As politicians stir up scapegoating, why we must join the anti-racism rally on Saturday 22nd of March. Why the 1984 miners' strike was not doomed to failure. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. I can buy Socialist Worker each Saturday in Chesterfield Town Centre outside Primark between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. If you'd like Socialist Worker delivered, for more details, either come along to the paper sale, come along to the branch meetings on Thursday nights at 7:30, or else you can email us at swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Oh. part of life. You can't cut it out with a surgeon's knife. You can't keep paying to hide it away. Viva the difference, we like it that way.
You don't need your limbs to break the law, even if it ain't worth fighting for.
Fixes the stigma and prejudice. So viva the difference. Don't ignore your ignorance. Alive and well, the black man still in chains while the cripple ring a bell. The women work so hard for half the pay, while the tiki toes all reach a grievous way. Oppression, it's alive and well, with bread and circuses our souls we sell. Oppression, it's the lore of this land, written by and for the average man.
You don't need a bunch of Nazis when you got me.
We need legislation to see our brothers and sisters on the streets of this nation. Legislation means accessibility, which in turn means social activity. Integration provides the best education, which in turn means a better social situation.
Life is not fair, goes hand in hand with I don't care.
People don't go to the circus anymore, cause they feel so sorry when the lion roar. But the freaks and the geeks that bought the house down are escaping from their cages to roam the streets of the town.
I don't care for the way society is so unfair.
Yes, I'm there, Simon Smith and the Associators, Societies. Now, in the news, I mentioned the situation regarding the Ukraine, which is covered very well in the latest Socialist Worker. Well worth a read. And what's more, this Thursday gone, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party had its branch meeting on the Ukraine and the situation there. Now, going to spend a little bit more time than average tonight on reporting back from that meeting. Now, I make no apologies for doing so, because it is a issue that's been talked about a lot. Even people who consider themselves apolitical have been taking an interest in the Ukraine situation. Hardly surprising, really, because it did look for a while the way things were going on, the way Russia invaded the Crimea and then the West waded in with threatening words towards Russia. It did almost look as if World War III was about to begin, and even to this day, there's still the threat of a complete war in that part of the world, spreading out beyond, is still not inconceivable, because there are disturbing parallels between the crisis in the Ukraine now and the crisis which led to World War I back in 1914. And many left groups have many different positions on the Ukraine, and I'm going to try to sum up ours as best I can. But to start with, we'd best go back to a bit of historical background. Ukraine was a part of the Russian Empire before World War One, and the Russian Empire under the Tsar was very oppressive towards minority groups and minority nations such as Ukraine and the Ukrainians. They weren't allowed to speak their own language. Their religion was persecuted. Indeed, religions other than the Russian Orthodox religion were heavily discouraged. There was a lot of racism against the minority nationals, or Russian chauvinism, as you could call it. Now, what did Lenin say? Lenin argued for the right of minority nations to national liberation. And indeed, in 1917, after the Russian Revolution, this was allowed, and the Ukraine became independent. And it stayed independent until the late 1920s, when Lenin's allowing national liberation and allowing complete independence was reversed by Stalin, who reaffirmed Russian chauvinism and reaffirmed the building of the Russian Empire quite literally over Lenin's dead body. And Ukraine suffered very badly under Stalin. I mean, there was mass famine as their grain supplies, as the grain that was grown in Ukraine, a very fertile country, was taken away by Russia. So, who are we with? We are with Lenin, and we are for the right of Ukraine to be independent. Anyway, following on into the 1990s, Stalinism fell apart. One by one, the countries which had been ruled by Russia, including in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, all gained their independence again. However, this coincided with mass privatisation, which created a number of super-rich oligarchs who now dominate the country, and it also led to mass corruption. Indeed, 90 MPs in the Ukraine parliament are under the payola of just one oligarch. It also led to increased massive inequality. I mean, in the decade from 1991 through to 2001, after the fall of Stalinism, life expectancy fell by a decade, simply due to the inequality caused by the mass privatisation there. Now, this led in 2004 to an uprising which is commonly known as the Orange Revolution. Although far from being a revolution as we'd call it, it was in fact one group of oligarchs usurping another. Now, there was a mass movement, but the mass movement did not have its own independent demands, sadly. Now, much of South and West Ukraine has a very large percentage who have Russian as their native language. So, in recent weeks, we've seen protests against the hideously corrupt Yanukovych government, the weeks leading up to the overthrow of Yanukovych, and there was real anger at the oligarchs' corruption and the naked wealth of the oligarchs while people were suffering. It wasn't simply being whipped up by the West, as some on the Stalinist part of the left would try to make out. However, there was an absence of organised socialist politics, which meant that people did not shift to the left with the uprising. Sadly, this has led to the revolution, if you can call it that, being dominated by the influence of nationalist parties. including fascists. It has led to people having illusions in the EU, partly looking to the experience of Germany following following East Germany's independence from the Stalinist bloc and the reunification of Germany, and Germany did do well. Although it's extremely unlikely that Ukraine will follow suit. In fact, if Ukraine joins the EU, it'll probably be less like Germany and more like Greece, but that's another story. Anyway, one moment. At the heart of the movement, like I say, there were organised fascist groups who were seen as heroes by a lot of the people, even those who aren't fascist, because of their role in the street fighting. But it's also true to say that this is not a fascist coup. It is not a fascist movement, even though fascist groups do have a unhealthy amount of influence. Now, 2 weeks ago, Yanukovych used hard repression, shooting protesters, which led to a greater level of protests and, in the end, to his overthrow. However, you must bear in mind that many of the ministers in the new government were also in the old Yanukovych government, and they've simply switched sides. And what about the international community, for which read America and its mates hypocritically talking about Russian occupation? I mean, all of this crap about it's not on for a country to occupy another country in the 21st century. I mean, two words, Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, they're being very hypocritical there, and as for all of the talk by David Cameron about wanting to boycott the Sochi Paralympics because of human rights abusers, one word, Atos. Anyway, back to the subject of the Ukraine. Although it is certainly not a progressive movement, and the Russians are using anti-fascist rhetoric, but we shouldn't support Putin, because the Russians, although they're using anti-fascist rhetoric, they're just using another form of nationalism, namely Russian nationalism. So we do support Ukraine's independence, but we don't think Ukraine should join the EU, because that would only lead to restructuring and austerity, and they should instead look towards class-based politics. And brought up in the summing up is that Ukraine, rather, is a warning for us. A warning that if there isn't a left which has if there isn't a strong left-wing opposition which has roots in the working class, if it isn't strong enough to influence people's anger and rebellion, then sadly such an uprising, with all the anger and the rebellion that ensues, could easily go to the right wing instead. So there you have it. I think I'm going to, considering Russia invading Crimea, part of Ukraine, and considering the West making threatening noises, I think that I'm going to bring up this next track by Frankie Goes to Hollywood from the 1980s. Two Tribes. By the way, sorry if my voice is even worse than normal. Got more than a touch of man flu tonight. Oh, well, I'm sure to actually add are the worst to put up with than a bit of a cold, so the show must go on. Yeah, sound there, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. Now, I touched on the issue of fascism and indeed the issue of racism, and Saturday the 22nd of March is United Nations Anti-Racism Day, which was originally established to commemorate the Sharpeville Massacre in South Africa in 1961. And a day of action on that day was initiated by anti-fascists in Greece. So in solidarity with the fight against the Nazi Golden Dawn, there will internationally be marches in Athens, Barcelona, Copenhagen, Frankfurt, Madrid, Melbourne, New York, Paris and Warsaw and elsewhere. And here in the UK, there's going to be marches in Cardiff, Glasgow, and last but certainly not least, in London, where there'll be the big Stand Up to Racism and Fascism rally and march. This is supported by Unite Against Fascism, both nationally and locally, and is important because although the Nazis of the BNP and the EDL are at a low point, so-called respectable politicians are moving racism into the mainstream. I mean, as mentioned with respect to Ukraine, showing the danger of how disillusionment with the political establishment doesn't always push people automatically to the left. We're seeing that UKIP, despite its leader Nigel Farage being hideously racist, I mean, at UKIP's annual conference last week, he said, "In many parts of England, you don't hear English spoken anymore. This is not the kind of community we want to leave to our children and grandchildren." I don't know which parts of England he's referring to, because I don't know of any, and even if that was the case, why isn't it the kind of community we want our kids to grow up in? It's got to be better than a monoculture led by his bunch of right-wing authoritarians. But even so, despite his hideously racist hydrophobia, the fact remains that UKIP are doing well in the opinion polls, consistently getting into the high teens, and they're being given sympathetic coverage in the media. I mean, recently their Chesterfield stall, which incidentally they're put where Socialist Workers' Party normally has its paper sale, it was featured in the Derbyshire Times. And at the same time, we're seeing Tory Prime Minister David Cameron coming out against immigration. He says that he sees the 30% increase in net immigration over the past year as a crisis, which it isn't, but anyway, he had promised to reduce the numbers of immigrants because he wrongly blames migrants for economic problems. And then we've got London Mayor Boris Johnson joining in with his calls for Muslim children so-called at risk of radicalisation to be taken into care. Now, that's something I find abhorrent, and I've got to oppose. The only excuse for taking kids into care is in case of neglect or abuse, not because you disagree with the politics of the parents, for crying out loud. Anyway, the London demo on March the 22nd is a really good opportunity to bring together those who oppose this bigotry. It's been organised by the Trade Union Congress and by Unite Against Fascism, with the support of many trade unions and migrants organisations. The march will assemble at 11 a.m. by the Nelson Mandela statue in Parliament Square and march to the rally in Trafalgar Square. Speakers will include Diane Abbott, the Labour MP, Natalie Bennett, the leader of the Green Party, Jerry Dammers from the ska band The Specials, Farouk Murad, Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Mohammed Taj, President of the TUC, and comedian Ava Vidal. Transport is going from Chesterfield, leaving the Chesterfield Town Hall at 7 a.m. Prices £10 or £5 if you're unwaged. Tickets are available from paper sales, which, like I say, are on the Saturdays from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Available from branch meetings, which are at 7:30 p.m. in the assembly rooms in the market halls. Or you can phone 0742 367 2544. That's 0742 367 2544. Or email chesterfielduaf@live.co.uk. That's chesterfielduaf@live.co.uk to reserve your place and order your ticket. Finally, tell all your friends, let's make this as big as we possibly can, and send as clear a message as we possibly can. We say no to racism, and we say no to fascism. Back to the music, here's the sound of Pop Will Eat Itself. Ich bin ein Ausländer.
Listen to the beat. The answer isn't violence, neither is your silence.
If they come to ethnically cleanse me, will you speak out? Will you defend me? Freedom of expression doesn't make it alright.
Trampled underfoot by the rise of the right.
Yes, how the pop relate itself, Ik Bin Ein Ausländer. And I've just sneezed no less than about 10 times. Feel like I've been snorting pepper, but that's another story. Anyway, going over to Egypt now. Workers' strikes continued after the shock resignation of Egypt's government on the Tuesday of last week. The Egyptian Centre for Human Rights has recorded 54 strikes and sit-ins since the start of 2014. Up to 100,000 workers have been involved. The strikes are putting pressure on bosses and the military regime over demands for inclusion in the promised rise in the minimum wage. These include strikes by tens of thousands of transport workers in Cairo, the pharmacists and dentists unions joining a one-day strike called by the doctors union, and postal workers. The medical unions are fighting not only over pay and conditions, but also for a better public health care service. These unions represent tens of thousands of medical workers in state and private hospitals in Egypt. The point is, though, these workers have shown that struggle is still possible despite the severe military clampdown. The new government, headed by Prime Minister Ibrahim Maalab, has asked striking workers to end any sit-ins, strikes and protests. Maalab, the new Prime Minister, used to be a construction boss and was a member of former dictator Hosni Mubarak's National Democratic Party. And in the last government, he was the housing minister and oversaw the forced eviction of 1,200 families in the Esbat al-Naki district of Cairo. Meanwhile, the military regime ensured its future control of the defence ministry when interim president Adli Mansour issued an edict which declared that any future defence minister has to be a military officer who has served at the rank Major General for at least 5 years. But despite the regime's declarations, many workers are still fighting for promises made to them to be kept. From the latest socialist worker, one protest saw textile workers sacked when Tanta Flax and Shebeen weaving factories were privatised. They demand they be brought back in to state control in line with an earlier court decision. They occupied government offices and carried a coffin labelled court rulings. Protest at Saeed Zarin said workers' action is a clear warning to the Egyptian government that it must work towards meeting the revolutionary demands of bread, freedom and social justice. So there you have it. Now for more details and news on events in Egypt and the Middle East, and how you can show solidarity with the continuing workers' movement in Egypt and beyond, visit the Men of Solidarity Network website at www.menasolidaritynetwork.com. That's www.menasolidaritynetwork.com. And back to the music, here's the sound of the Asian Dub Foundation. Collective Mode. Sound of the Asian Dub Foundation, Collective Mode. Now, a week ago, that's last Saturday, there was a film showing organised by Pro Peace Chesterfield about conflict and climate change, which is which was about how climate change can lead to a enhanced chance of conflict because of the fact that natural resources such as the ability to grow food and what have you become compromised by climate change. As lands get flooded and what have you, it means that there's likely to be a greater scramble for the remaining land, and so on and so forth. It is a very interesting film which I saw, and all the more reason why we've got to campaign against climate change as well as campaigning against war, basically. Back to Pro Peace Chesterfield, there's a few dates for your diary coming up. There's going to be vigils at RAF Waddington near Lincoln against the fact that they're deploying armed drones, because RAF Waddington is the operational base for the deployment of armed drones. On the 21st of every month throughout 2014, there's going to be vigils there. Fly kites, not drones. Kite flying and vigil to mark the Afghan New Year is going to be on Friday the 21st of March from 1 to 3pm at RAF Waddington near Lincoln. There will be a coach from Sheffield. There's a drone watch from 1 to 3pm on Monday 21st of April at RAF Waddington near Lincoln. Chernobyl Day Vigil from 3 to 5pm on Tuesday 29th of April outside the Rolls-Royce's Rainsway factory in Derby, which is where the nuclear propulsion units for Trident are manufactured. And Tuesday the 30th of April, Bruce Kent on his crap Trident tour will be coming at 12 noon to the Friends Meeting House in Chesterfield. And Pro Peace Chesterfield will be there on the Chesterfield May Day Gala, which is on Monday the 5th of May. More details about the May Day Gala coming up on the Red Guide, which will be up next. But for now, back to the music with the Sound of Faithless, track entitled Mass Destruction.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your solar sun or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts. Son, I have a duty calling on me. You and your sister be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made of gold, but left her in the stories untold. I said, mama, it'll be alright when daddy comes home tonight. There's a
long-range weapon or suicide bomb. A wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're Solar Wilson or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find the courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously, just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free. We feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need good people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now I do it right, 'cause I don't want your daddy. Leave your home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're Solar Waste Sun or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to entertainment, protests and meetings of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Saturday, March the 8th, there's going to be Born in 84, an event to commemorate the Great Miners' Strike, bringing together music, film, drama, poetry and photography to highlight the strike and its effect on what followed. This will be at the Winding Wheel in Chesterfield from 11 a.m. onwards. On Thursday, March the 13th, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party will have its branch meeting on Was There Ever a Golden Age of the Labour Party? At 7:30 p.m. at the Assembly Rooms, Chesterfield Market Halls. That's on the second floor and through the main hall. On Saturday, March the 22nd, Stand Up to Racism and Fascism rally and demonstration in central London, marking UN Anti-Racism Day, supported by the TUC, UAF, various trade unions and the Muslim Council of Britain. Assemble 11 a.m. in central London. Transport from Chesterfield by coach, leaving Chesterfield at 7 a.m. Price £10 or £5 if you're unwaged. On Monday, May the 5th, Chesterfield TUC May Day People's Gala and Demonstration will be taking place in Chesterfield Town Centre. Speakers include Matt Rack from the FBU, Chesterfield Labour MP Toby Perkins, and speakers from the RMT and the Democratic Women's Movement of Portugal, plus live music, a wide range of stalls, and much, much more. Last but not least, from Thursday the 10th of July through to Monday the 14th of July, in central London, Marxism 2014, a festival of resistance. For more info and to book your tickets online, visit www.marxismfestival.org.uk. That's www.marxismfestival.org.uk. Remember, What the working class needs, the party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle class votes. What the working class needs, the party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs, the party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Radio Resistance sun rahe.
Evil has a smiling face. That's how he got the job. Oodles of sincerity on first name terms with God. Unshakable commitment to the profit of his mates. And when there's evil work to do, he always delegates. Evil people, evil people, they sit around deciding who to bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Evil people, people who are evil, I don't know what planet they are from. Some of them are power mad and greedy. Some of them are victimized and weedy. Some of them are desperate and needy. And some of them are just plain seedy. 9/11, beautiful blue heaven, televised for everyone to see.
Every TV.
What a wonder, it should be that number. Americans call in emergencies. Almost like somebody had designed it. That panic trigger in your mind. But take that knot of terror and unwind it. The fingerprints are everywhere to find behind it. The world has changed and nothing is the same. Except we're in denial once again.
We're in denial.
Got a funny feeling about insider dealing down on Wall Street on September 10. Someone must have had it in their diary. Made a million when the airline fell. National inquiry, but you know who was in on it as well. Rigged elections, mass deception, it doesn't look so very hard to do. Don't let the camera linger, just point the finger, find them someone scarier than you. Once it was a red beneath my bed, now it is a Muslim in my shed. Once it was the communists I feared, and now it is a brown man with a beard.
Sweet Jesus Christ!
All a sound, not a melodrama. The evil mastermind who got away.
Hey, 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 hey.
What a bummer, if earlier that summer he'd been meeting with the CIA.
CIA who funded Al-Qaeda, beat the commies with the Taliban.
Told Osama, be there when we need ya. And have you thought of moving to Iran? Cheney trading, Bushes and Bin Ladens, best of buddies on the Carlyle group.
Don't forget about me.
To profit from destruction and reconstruction, how speedily they mobilize the troops.
But not the fighter jet, they never scrambled. Even after hijack number 3, never intercepted as they ambled.
All the way to Washington, D.C.
Do you see how
evil people use the media people to take us for a war on terror ride? You can't believe it, let alone conceive it. The biggest crime is easiest to hide. Think about that passport in the rubble. Check the pilot's manual in the car. Read the lies and the lies of W. And realize how gullible we are. Us with shock and awe.
Oh my God!
While we're in distress from what we've witnessed, they're queuing up to tell us what we saw.
Looked a lot like double demolition, 2.1 upon the Richter scale.
But what we got was endless terror vision and military anthrax in the mailbox. More shots!
designing cluster bombs.
Then drop them on the population.
No hesitation, they don't even think they're doing wrong.
They believe to murder and to maim is regrettable, but in a noble cause.
Sometimes the only way to win the game is to sacrifice some pieces that are yours. 3,000 scary people, not really evil, a little bit of them's in you and me.
That's hard to see.
Once they were babies, just little babies, sitting crying on their mummy's knee. But mummy was too busy spending money, daddy was too busy making war. Even Saddam was someone's little honey, just picking up the ugliness he saw around here.
The reasons why.
And when our great-grandchildren read the history, they'll know the war on terror was a lie.
You can't deny it.
Yeah, the sound there of Seize the Day, track entitled Evil People. And I mentioned that tomorrow, that's Saturday, March the 8th, there's going to be Born in 84, which is a commemorative event to commemorate the 1984 to 1985 Great Miners' Strike in the 1980s. It's going to feature question and answer sessions and film screenings of Turner Prize-winning Jeremy Deller's The Battle for Orgreave and International Award-winning filmmaker Ken Loach's Which Side Are You On? There's going to be an exhibition and workshops based on newly commissioned work in conjunction with Junction Arts on the theme of changing landscapes. Young Songwriters and Poetry Competition, cash prizes and the chance to perform at the evening concert. And an exhibition of iconic strike images from acclaimed photographer Martin Jenkinson. That's going to be on tomorrow from 11 a.m. through till 7 p.m. And there's going to be an evening concert, which is sadly now sold out. If you're lucky enough to have got a ticket, there's going to be, among others, Attila the Stockbroker there. If you're less lucky and haven't got a ticket, then you're just going to have to wait till the next broadcast when we hope to have made a few recordings, which will be airing here on Radio Resistance. And also well worth getting is this week's Socialist Worker, because not only does it have an article on how the miners' strike was not doomed to defeat, but there's also a commemorative special issue of Socialist Worker within about the miners' strike, published in the style of Socialist Worker back in the mid-80s when the strike was on. Anyway, back to the music, here's the sound of Elvis Costello, Tramp the Dirt Down.
I saw a newspaper picture from the political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously in pain. She spills with compassion. Is that young child's face in her hands she grips? Can you imagine all that greed and avarice coming down on that child's lips? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I pray the Lord my soul to save. Yes, I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to behave, because there's one thing I know, I'd like to live long enough to savor. That's when it finally puts you in the ground, I'll stand on your grip and tramp the dirt down. When England was the horror of the world, Margaret was her madam, and the future looked as bright and as clear as the black tarmac at her. Well, I hope that she sleeps well at night, isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal. And now the cynical ones say that it all ends the same in the long run. Try telling that to the desperate father who just squeezed the life from his only son, and how it's only voices in your head and dreams you've never dreamt. Try telling him the subtle difference between justice and contempt. Try telling me she isn't angry with this pitiful discontent, when they flaunt it in your face as you line up for punishment, and then expect you to say thank you, straighten up, look proud and pleased, because you've only got the symptoms, you haven't got the whole disease. Just like a schoolboy whose head's like a tin can, filled up with dreams, then pop down the drain. Try telling that to the boys on both sides, being blown to bits, beaten and beat. You take all the glory and none of the shame. Well, I hope you live long now. I pray the Lord your soul to keep. I think I'll be going. We fold our arms and start to weep. I never thought for a moment that human life could be so cheap. But when it finally puts you in the ground, they'll stay.
Yeah, the sound there of Elvis Costello, Tramp the Dirt Down. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week from Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Or should that be Radio Resistance AM, the way I'm feeling? But that's another story. Anyway, if you'd like to contact us for a request or a dedication, if you'd like to tell us about anything that's sort of happening politically or otherwise in your area, if you'd like to give your views or comments on anything in our broadcast or anything political, then you can contact us by email at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. Or you can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. If you phone us, I'm afraid you'll have to leave a message, but we will sort of try to air it for you unless you say otherwise. If you'd like to send us a sort of audio message for a broadcast, then if you put it up on the line on, say, SoundCloud, MixCloud, AudioCloud or what have you, then just send us the link via email or via text, and again, we'll air it for you. Anyway, hope to see you sometime tomorrow at the Born in 84 or at the Paper Sale, or otherwise hope to see you coming Thursday at the SWP Chesterfield branch meeting, or otherwise catch you next week. So I'm going to sign off with the sound of the Third World, 1865, perhaps better known as 96 Degrees in the Shade.
In the shade, yeah.
Ciao for now.
96 degrees in the shade. Real hot,
oh yes,
in the shade.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Said it was 96 degrees in the shade.
Shit.